I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Are today's kids not physically fit? Will President Donald Trump's executive order reviving the presidential fitness test help in fighting what the administration says is a health crisis? Let's go through the thoughts and the history. The concept goes all the way back to 1956. President Dwight D. Eisenhower first initiated the test after a study revealed 58% of American children failed at least one of six exercise tests, such as sit-ups, while only 8.7% of European children failed at least one of the same tests. President John F. Kennedy then took it further, saying that poor physical fitness was a menace to national security. It remained the same until the Obama administration in 2012, where it was replaced by something called the Presidential Youth Fitness Program. It focused on personal best rather than a broader competition amid worries that mental and emotional effects of the broad competition could be causing mental or emotional problems. Health and Human Services Director now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., says the competition is what made it great.
We were part of the Council on Physical Fitness when we were kids. And you had to do sit-ups, you had to do pull-ups, you had to do shuttle runs, you had to do one-mile runs. And they awarded the top 15% with a patch and with recognition and with certificates.
That patch was for kids in the 85th percentile or better. So there you have the rub. The Trump administration says it is moving to fight what it calls crisis levels of child obesity, sedentary behavior, and poor nutrition, that kids are spending too much time in front of screens and not enough in physical activity. The critics say it can really change the self-esteem and damage self-worth for those who don't qualify. It would seem that there has to be something in the middle between what JFK called for beef jerky toughness, vis-a-vis forcing kids who could turn out to be our technological giants into a competition for fitness patches. What makes sense?